So the first year of Shemaitzah and Choref Tovshinayin Hay, Sunday night, or Legimel Marches and Tovshinayin Hay, and we're going to start from Shemaitzah Zion, Perigid Beis. And remember, Shemaitzah Zion is talking about Messiah Chafitumo to a great degree, and Eid Echad, and being them on the Lisa's bite about a woman's husband dying, and the different forms of Messiah Chafitumo. So Perigid Beis is really continuing. If you remember, here was the problem. The Gemara, the Pundika story, the Goyisha hotel lady that came out crying, and they said, "Where's Reuven?" And she said, "Oh, Reuven's dead." And she took out Maklo the Tarmilo, and they were matir, the wife, to get married on that basis. So the Pashtus, it sounds like that it's Messiah Chafitumo, because she started crying. Before they asked her, "Where's Chaveirenu?" she was crying. And that's considered, she went first, and that's Messiah Chafitumo, because she was crying. Nothing prompted, nobody asked her any question, she wasn't asked anything, so the crying is considered Messiah Chafitumo. But the Shmaitzer said that that's not a real Messiah Chafitumo. She didn't say anything, she could have been crying for any reason. And then they right away asked her what's doing with her father. So it's only called, it's sort of a combination of, he says, what does he say? If the Bechiyah itself would be called Messiah Chafitumo, so then the Gemara really is bringing a raya that an Isha is Nemon Be'evis Misa. And if this is real Messiah Chafitumo, then it doesn't make any sense. How do you jump from a Goy, Messiah Chafitumo, even though it's a Goy? The Messiah Chafitumo the Shmaitzer has as a Yesod is a better form of Yediyah, a better form of Avis. It's not Avis, obviously, but a better form of knowledge than an Isha saying Eidus. That's a Yesod. He proves that in other Prokim. And Mamela, how could the Gemara learn out that an Isha is Nemon, the same Mace Abal, from this story is a case of Messiah Chafitumo? So if this is regular Messiah Chafitumo, if it means that the crying was really Messiah Chafitumo, then it's fair. It can't be. So it must be that the crying is only with a tziruf of, and then one shot was taking out Maklo Tarmilo as a raya, because she had his effects, his things, or Daiko Mitzvah. One of those two things, either Chazok Isha Daiko Mitzvah, good old Daiko Mitzvah, or Hotsia Maklo Tarmilo, Betziruf, the crying, is why it's Nemon. So that's what makes the half-hearted or halfway Messiah Chafitumo into something. But once it's, so I guess if it's Maklo Tarmilo, it's a Vaita, how can you tustel it to Isha? But if it's Daiko Mitzvah, then it makes a lot of sense. I mean, it makes only sense to tustel it that that's why an Isha is also Nemon. So the halfway Messiah Chafitumo is as good as an Isha saying Eidus. A full-fledged Messiah Chafitumo would be better than an Eidus Isha. And you couldn't bring a raya from that to that. But a half-hearted Messiah Chafitumo, however you want to, a mixas Messiah Chafitumo, so they believe that because of Daiko Mintzava, I guess you have to say. So that's the tzushkel to an Isha being Nemon also, an Eidus Isha.
When it's with the tziru, so then the Russian uses it care Messiah Chafitumo Gamor.
Well, so then you'll say the Eidus Isha with the tziruf of Daiko Mitzvah is Kedus Gomer. But the point is, so you have a different hitzarfus.
Right. But the point is, why is it so different from Messiah Chafitumo? The same Messiah Chafitumo Gomer, a real Messiah Chafitumo Gomer, is stronger than the Eidus Gomer.
Yeah.
But now that it's not, it's only a half-hearted one.
Yeah. Right, and it needs Daiko Mitzvah, so then we'll tzushtel. Well, there's Makul Tamilo, I don't know how you make a tzushtel. But if it's Daiko Mitzvah, so then we say that just like Daiko Mitzvah gives Nemonus to a half-hearted Messiah Chafitumo, so Daiko Mitzvah will also give Nemonus to an Eidus Isha. That's the end result, but the point is that the Daiko Mitzvah gives Nemonus to something that's not quite there. If your kasha would be a kasha, if you would be able to say that just like full-fledged Baikul Mitzvah is better than, I'm sorry, full-fledged Mesich Lefituma is better than Eidus Isha, so half-hearted Mesich Lefituma is also better than Eidus Isha. But that's not true.
So
the Shmaitzel learns that it's the Daiko, so that the Tzustel is that Daiko Mitzvah is powerful enough to give something that would not otherwise be believed, belief. So that he could Tzustel. He Tzustels it to a half-hearted Mesich Lefituma. And that he Tzustels. So by Mesich Lefituma, the magic bottom line will be it's like Mesich Lefituma Gomor. And by Eidus Isha, the bottom line will be it's Kaidus Gemura. That's all. Okay, Eidus Eidechot Gemura. We'll be talking Mashik Osavnu, Bavur, Dao Karchach, Hod Kabachi, Lavi Mesich Lefituma Be'etzem, Diyavi Mesich Lefituma Be'etzem, and Kain, Hechi Meiser, Rabbon Arayim, and Eidus Isha, given the Mesich Lefituma Gomor, Vade Adifa Me Eidus Isha, as we just explained. Yeah, you have it. Yeah, you with it. Ella de lafi mashik asavnu to whom ishem al chacha v'umdena sagi lo b'mikzas of mesiach lefituma v'hol chacha. Oh, I guess even if in that case it's maklo v'tarmilo, but it does show you that together with some form of umdena v'hol chacha, it helps. So daiko mitzvah will also be the one to help the Eidus Isha. Even if here, I don't know, you know, even if you say here they latch on to Makla the Tarmilo, but that you still see that together with the Hochacha, it gives support to something else.
No, so as the Kiva says, Makla the Tarmilo,
Well, I'm looking at the Shmaya who says, Ela Dilavi Mashik Asavdu, Dumishim Hochacha V'umdina. That together with the Hochacha, the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, to who mishum the Hochacha v'umden osagi lo b'mitzvos lofi mesiach lefituma v'hochacha, o mishum dako v'tarmila, o mishum daiko mitzvah, so that supports the half-hearted mesiach lefituma, hakom uvur leil b'perek tes, so the daiko mitzvah gives support to Eidus Isha. Ulefi zeh, okay, ulefi zeh. So that's why there's a tzustel in the Gemara to that case. Now, in Perek Ches, the Shmaitzer brought in a Muki Yosef that just like if you say a guy starts off being Mesich Lefituma, so it retains everything he says retains the quality of Mesich Lefituma. Even if we then pepper him with questions. That's what the Namuki Yosef says. And then he says, it works the other way around. And he brings a raya for the Pundikus. The Namuki Yosef was not learning like the Shmaitzer. He was bringing a raya for the Pundikus who started off crying. And then they said, Ayecha Veirenu. And she was still believed. So it retained the quality of the Mesich Lefituma, even though after they asked her a direct question and she answered it. So the Mukhev says it works the other way around also, that if you start off with a question and you just give maybe a sort of non-committal answer and then you keep on talking, it retains the disquality of answering a question. It doesn't become, you go both on a tchila, right? That's what the Mukhev says. That's what he said in Perek Ches. Ulefizeh, the Neman, you still retain the Nemanus of Mesiach Lefitumo. Kein Nomar, the Chol Sheomrim Lo Ayei Ploni, if you start with that, Kol Ma Sheyoshem Mikan Ve'Elech, even if it's like an all innocence, Ein O Nidon Ke Mesiach Lefitumo Ayin Shom. So that doesn't make sense unless you learn that the Pundikus was regular Mesiach Lefituma, obviously. Or else you can't extrapolate to the opposite case. It doesn't make any sense. Zeh Yitochein only Yamrinan Dehai De Kobachya Voyas Cholah B'Mesiach Lefituma. That only works if you say that the Bechia Tchila was regular Mesiach Lefituma, and it was Haskolah Mesiach Lefituma, and then you see the yisod that it doesn't matter that afterwards they ask the request. So then you could say who had the right? The nidan al yedei haschola kamo mesiach al fitumo gomor. Yim kein muchach das linam baser haschola. Yim kein memelo lehepach nami. Kol she haschola hoy zal yedei sheila. If in the other case, in the flip side, avo bishak soso hasheni hoy yim mesiach al fitumo odlo mahani. I'm sorry, kama the lo mahani it would not help. Even as linam baser haschola. Yeah, so Kain saw Chlomar with the variation of Farshim, that they're learning that it was a regular Mesiach HaFitumo. And therefore you can extrapolate to the Gemara, and it doesn't matter that afterwards they ask the question. So then you say, who had the Nipcha? You go Basar HaSchola, even if afterwards it's Mesiach HaFitumo. Omnam, however,
He didn't say anything. Well, just with the chazaka that we just said, the book is not learning like that, but it's there at the beginning, it's already there. You don't know that it's a factor. We're talking about if a woman's husband died.
Yeah, but you don't know that it's a factor in believing the Sikha Fituma. We don't know that to what degree Daiko Mitzvah is a factor. It's not the Farish of the Gemara. Maybe Chazal decided to believe Mesiach HaFitumo in this case. You don't know for sure that it's because of Daiko Mitzvah. And even if it is because of Daiko Mitzvah, that could be just a safety net. You don't know that that adds, that that's a whole chokha that what she's saying is true. Believing Mesiach HaFitumo is Naaman totally. You need two Adem, it's Dogashib Erva, because of Daiko Mintzava. But that's not the same as saying what he said till now, that the Daiko Mintzava sort of pumps up the Sichel Fitumo, and he's learning it's not a regular Sichel Fitumo, it's a half hearted one. So Daiko Mintzava pumps it up, it's a Hochacha. So that, Mugi Yosef's clearly not like that. You're right that it could be in the larger picture. They wouldn't have believed the Mesiach HaFitumo without a Daiko Mintzava. But that doesn't mean that the Daiko Mintzava pumps up the Nemonos of Mesiach HaFitumo. It just means, hey, Mesiach HaFitumo today, tomorrow, Ahinaher, you need to weigh them chairs, Mesiach HaFitumo. So what gives them the right to be Nekil? Daiko Mintzava gives them the right to be Nekil. That's Mishum Iguna, Kilo Barabonim.
And the Mukiyash is holding it another differently?
Differently than the Shmaitza. That's what exactly and precisely what the Shmaitza is saying. That's his point. Omnom, look what he's saying. Omnom, l'fimash, imavur midivreinu. Based on what we said in the previous perek test, that cholos mesiach l'vitumo lo ma'ani kukulo. Because the crying is nothing. Elo b'tzirif ol'chachos, whether it's makla b'tarmilo or daiko mintzava. Well, if Imasha Kozumarim, or if Imasha Kozumarim, Lublin Makor Tamilo, or if Imasha Ebenu Hochocha, the Daiko Mintzavot, some Chuba Mixos Messiah Lafitumo, Yim Ken Kiven the Al Yede Hochocha, who the Samchin on the Mixos Messiah Lafitumo, Yim Ken Kihechi the Mahani Mixos Messiah Lafitumo Bahashola, Al Yede Hochocha Vom Dino, Ochanami Mahani Tosu Hashemi, Messiah Lafitumo Kukulo, Al Yede Hochocha Vom Dino, Adarabba, I would say that just like the half-hearted Mesiach HaFitumo in the beginning gets pumped up by Daiko Mintzava, so the Mesiach HaFitumo of the end, which is Chasser the beginning, because in the beginning was questions, then he lapsed into Mesiach HaFitumo. The Shmaitza considers that also, we learned, a halfway Mesiach HaFitumo. So that'll also get pumped up by Daiko Mintzava. No, it's not. That's the point. The Shmaitza is saying the Bishlam according to the Nebuki Yosef, not Bishlam exactly. The Nebuki Yosef obviously learns that the Bechiyah was regular Mesiach HaFitumo. And therefore you see from the Gemara that you go, bother the Haschala, it's not ruined by a subsequent change in Maslul, because they asked her a question. So what then, if you start off with a question, you go, bother the Haschala, and you don't care that then it lapsed into Mesiach HaFitumo. But the Shmaitza says, but according to the way I'm learning, so, what you see in the Gemara is that a halfway, half-hearted, flawed, F-L-A-W-E-D, Mesiach Chafitumo is pumped up by Daiko Mintzvo. So who adin, if you start off with an answering a question, but then you go to Mesiach Chafitumo, so that's a flawed Mesiach Chafitumo, and that will also be pumped up by Daiko Mintzvo, and you'll end up being Nemon. That's what the Shmaitz is being Mechadish now. You can't make a face.
No,
he's
no,
saying that.
I don't understand.
What? Let's learn it first.
Okay.
Look inside. Let's learn the words. I'm sorry. I'm back. You can't
we
push,
learned. We learned.
You can't push me
we
around
learned.
Anymore.
We learned it.
You can't push me around
okay,
anymore.
You can't push me around
anymore. MK. My Avelis is over. I think a foot is good as Avelis. Someone wants you to go somewhere, you say, I can't. I'm an over. Say, I can't. My foot. It's as good as being an over. You're potter from everything. MK, ki hechi the mahani ktsas, except for someone shalom sachat, that I was moist and nefesh. I wasn't that moist and nefesh. I came after the meeting.
Still.
MK, ki hechi the mahani mixos mesiachos itumo bahascholo, ali deho chachavum, you know? Hachanami mahani ktsas ru hasheni. He considers that a flawed mesiachos itumo. So he says, that's pumped up by Daiko Mintzvo.
But we have to what the Rebbe just explained to us about the reversibility here. Since we're saying that really it's the same, but therefore you have to say both ways, just like we're proving from the case of the Bundiki, that if they start off with that with a partial Mesiach Lekumo, so therefore it can be made into a whole one, so then even if they ask the question right away, it remains Mesiach Lekumo. But if it starts out with a question, it remains a case that's not Mesiach Lekumo. Why not?
Sorry, because you're missing.
That's what the Rebbe just explained.
No.
This is starting with a partial question.
You're missing the point. I'm sorry. Please listen.
Okay.
Let's go Bahadrug. The Nemuka Yosef brings down Shitos that you see from the story of Pundikis, that even if you start off Mesiach Lefitumo, we don't care what comes later. The nature of what the guy has to say, or whatever, the Katan, whoever it is, has to say, remains Mesiach Lefitumo. Then the Nebuchadnezzar says, I mean, from that alone, we have the extrapolation of the Nebuchadnezzar, just from that alone, you should look at it and say, wow, he's not learning like the Shmaitzer, that it's a flawed Mesiach Lefitumo, and it's pumped up by Daiko Mintzvo, because he doesn't mention anything. He says, you see from here, that when you start off being Mesiach Lefitumo, you retain the nature of Mesiach Lefitumo. Okay, you could say he means, okay. Maybe
in Eidus Isha you do.
What?
In Eidus Isha you always will. Because you always have Daiko Mintzvo. In Eidus Isha.
Yeah.
You always have Daiko Mintzvo. So you will always have a continued Mesiach Lefitumo.
You don't have any shift in Maslul by Eidus Isha. You have a shift in Maslul when Mesiach Lefitumo gets interrupted with a question. Or starts off with a question. Eidus Isha never has that. You don't have that shift in Maslul by Eidus Isha. That's a psychical question the Shmaitzer has. How could the Gemara mean that the Bechiyah is a regular Mesiach Lefitumo, then it can't extrapolate that Eidus Isha is good? Because Mesiach Lefitumo is stronger than Eidus Isha. We're putting aside that question. Obviously, the Mugi Yosef doesn't hold on that question. Mugi Yosef is perfectly willing to learn that the Bechiyah is Mesiach Lefitumo, and therefore the Mugi Yosef is able to say that you see from the Sugya that what you start off with is retained, even if you change direction, you change Maslul. So who are then, if you started off with a question, you remain with that context of a statement that it's answered. That's what the Mukhiyatu says. The Shmaitzer says, you know what gives the Mukhiyatu the right to say that, and it's very logical and wonderful, is because he considers the Bechiyah regular Mesiach Lefitumo. But according to me, that the Bechiyah in the beginning is a flawed Mesiach Lefitumo, and the reason it's believed is because it's pumped up by the Daiko Mintzvo, then I would say the exact opposite of the Mukhiyatu. I would say, who had been? Who had then, if the Mesiach Lefitumo comes after a period of questioning, I would call that also a flawed Mesiach Lefitumo, and I would believe it when it's pumped up with Daiko Mintzvo.
Why?
The
Seder came first.
Why?
The Seder came
first. What's logical to him?
Yeah, but he's saying, no, because you don't have the Yesod that it depends what you start off with. You don't have that Yesod. You look at the Gemara differently. You look at the Gemara that the reason it's believed is because the flawed Bechiya, the flawed Messiah Chafitumo, is pumped up by the Daibum Insula. And that's why it's believed, period. He doesn't look at the Gemara the same way as an Amukhi Yosef.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's his point. We're going to look at the Gemara in a totally different way. That it's regular Messiah Chafitumo, and we're learning, and we see from the Gemara that we don't care, that you retain the qualities of what you start off with. So who are denipcha, if you start off with a question?
That's the Amukhi Yosef.
Yeah. Okay. Shmaita says, no, I would draw a totally different conclusion. I would draw a conclusion that just like a flawed Messiah Chafitumo is pumped up through Daiko Mensula, so if the Messiah Chafitumo is flawed because it comes second, that makes it flawed because it comes second after a period of questioning, so that's also pumped up by Daiko Mensula.
We know from the Gemara, once you say Ayei Chaverenu, that's it, it's finished. It's not Mishnah Chavos Yitz Gittumah. The classic case of not...
Stop right there.
That's not true.
The Gemara says Ayei Chaverenu is not Mishnah Gittumah. That's the first thing that happens. First.
No, the Gemara... I'm sorry. The Gemara says because she cried first.
I know, not in that case. I'm saying if she didn't have not cried first. Asking a Shaila, Ayei Chaverenu is the classic.
The Gemara doesn't talk about a case. The Gemara doesn't say that afterwards it's Messiah Chafitumo. The Gemara doesn't have a case. Well, the Gemara does not have a case where you start off with a question and then it veers off into Messiah Chafitumo. The Gemara doesn't have that case. That's the Rukh Yosef made up that case and said that would also be no good because you go Basar Aschala.
The Gemara
says, no, I draw a.
Gemara said, if you say Ayei Chaverenu, it's not Messiah Chafitumo.
Of course not. So it's Gesein Gesund. So it's Gesein Gesund and Stark, which means what?
Healthy and strong.
You know, literal translation of what you're trying to tell us. We're jumping a leg.
Gemara's not talking about the case where it veers off into Messiah Chafitumo. Of course, if all you have is Ayei Chaverenu, it's no good. That we know, because that's a question and a response. That's not Messiah Chafitumo. Right. Now we're talking about a fear. We're talking about a case. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. What happens if you start off with a question and it veers off into Messiah Chafitumo? Does the Gemara talk about such a case? No, it doesn't.
Sure.
It does?
She then, when Ola asked her, she goes inside the house and brings out the parmigo and then...
That's not Messiah Chafitumo. Nobody claimed that was called Messiah Chafitumo. The Gemara does not talk about that case. The Mukhi Yosef pops up and says, I want to say a chiddush. Just like you see in the Gemara. That you go bosa the haschala. And we don't care that it veers off into response to a question. Who I did if you start off with a question. So it takes on the character of an answer to a question, even if it veers off into Messiah Chafitumo. That's the Mukhi Yosef's view of the sukkah.
Isn't the whole point of Makhlo v'Tamilo that it is Messiah Chafitumo?
No. The point of Makhlo v'Tamilo is
why
the whole
It's like Torah Seder.
The Shmaita says, I have a different way of looking at the sugya. My way of looking at the sugya is that a flawed Messiah Chafitumo is held by Daiko Mensuma or by Makhlo v'Tamilo. So who adin, if you have a flawed Messiah Chafitumo, which is flawed because it came after a period of questioning, so that will also be helped by some sort of Hechacha v'Umdana, whether it be Daiko Mensuma or something else.
I don't understand the Havri that they ask questions directly. Is so and so dead? And then he starts talking, and then
stop.
Somehow switches.
Now you're asking another question. You're asking a question. What would make the response to a question veer off into Messiah Chafitumo? Why don't you just say it's all a response to the question? So I'll answer you because he started talking the next day. Started telling a story, and he's obviously not responding to the question anymore. He's telling a story. He's saying, "What happened to Chaverenu? He died." Then the next day, he starts talking about the funeral, and he starts talking about the obituary that appeared in the press, and he starts talking about.
So he brought that before. It's my focus. He brought two different.
And now he's saying, Now he's saying machlokes. He's saying the Rebbe Yehuda says it's no good, and I say it is good, and it depends. Okay. Fine. Okay. My view is, says the Shmaitza, ki hechi de mahani mikzos mesiach of itumo v'haschol alidei ochoch of undeno v'chanami mahani tzoso hasheni mesiach of itumo kakulo, meaning a flawed, a half-hearted, a halfway mesiach of itumo, because it came after a period of questioning alidei tzir v'choch of undeno v'ein chilek mek tzoso original tzoso hasheni. They're each, either one would be believed through being pumped up with a hechoch of umdana. Okay? The levimah shemuchach peshas. Because I hold that the Mugyaisa has to be wrong. Because, again, he goes back to his original question. How can you tzushtel edus isha to the case of the puntakis if the case of the puntakis is full-fledged mesiach of itumo? So how can you learn now from their edus isha, the seach of itumo is always better than edus isha? The levimah shemuchach peshas. The forest, time of the Rabbanu the Rabbi Akiva, Shalom do Eidus Isha Meach the Pundakis, Al Kochach Einem Esiach with Itumo Gomor, Ela Betzir of Eichacha, with Moshe Kusavti Beperek Tes, Vim Kain Ein Aschola Osa Hakol, so the whole Yisod of the Mukhi Yosu falls away, Ela Desagila Bektsas Meisiach with Itumo, Al Yidei Tzir of Eichacha Vumdana, Vim Kain Hu Adik Tzasu Hashemi Mahani, the doik. Okay? Clear?
Yeah, didn't this much ask you was either the Yadir Chazak?
Well, that's what he means, pumped up by something.
No,
it's not. Ubetse Machzeda came in Divian and Muki Yosef, the shame Yesh Meforshim had his car. Because of Allah, because of Kena Rava Magid, the shame Arashba, who the Devor of Liel, per Kesai and Shom. So Mechzedek says that the Rava Magid, the shame Arashba, says the same thing. Vamayim B'divi Rava Magid Shom Eino. Now he's talking about a Rashba that says that when the Gemara, when you say, Aye Ploni, where is Ruvain, it's not Mesiach Lefitumo anymore. That's what the Rashba says. An innocent question like, hey, where's Ruvain? Well, oh, he died. Right? So that's already not Mesiach Lefitumo. Even if she didn't think you were pumping her for Eidos, I guess just for information. That's what the Rashba says. So the Tzemach Tzedek understood the Rashba that you're not going to be Neman ever again because it's too late. So he thought the Rashba was saying the same thing as in the Mukhi Yosef. And you go, Basar Aschol. But the Shmaitl says, Vaimayim, B'divir Yal Magad Shemeno, he's not saying that at all. He's not talking about that idiom. That you go, Basar Aschol, even if then later it changes. He's just talking about that since they didn't say, where's Ruvain? Is he alive? Is he dead? And she answered. They just said, hey, you know, like, where's Ruvain? Where's Ruvain? You know, you want to talk to him. That's what happened to my brother, Oliver Shaw. Bechemi walked into the house and said, where's Zalman? And his wife went upstairs. And that's what happened. He just said, where's Zalman? He didn't mean, is Zalman alive or dead? Where's Zalman? So that's what the Rashba's point is. That's already no more Mesiach HaFitumo. Even if it's a response to an innocent question, where's Ruvain? But the Rashba never meant to say that's locked into place, and even if it then later there is a Mesiach HaFitumo, it has to stay Bostad HaSchala. It's not what the Rashba ever meant to say. So he's just saying that the Rashba is not saying the same thing as in the Mubi Yosef. That's the whole point of this Maitzah. Ayin Shom Vizel Lashon V'chot V'Rashba V'Demakshi V'Ayeh Chavreinu Shaminon V'Kol Shomim L'Ayeh Ploni Sh'Olach Imcha Ein Zim Mesiach HaFitumo Atkan Lashono. That's what he's saying. V'Ayinu Lom Avogad L'Sholo Osum Chayim Meis Alastav Ayeh Ploni Nami Choshev She'ela Avomidin Mesiach HaFitumo, that it obviates any future Mesiach HaFitumo, because you started off with a question, Mizer Lohuskar Shom. There's not a word of that, and he never said that, and that's not what the Rashba told me. That's the whole point, that the Rashba never said such a thing.
Sorry, it's a little hard, doesn't it? He just asked the question, and Gardy Paul's monotonous.